if you take kind of the analogy of an architect, the architect doesn't just throw down bricks and see what he gets. He actually plans the end first, and that future, what he wants the outcome to be, then determines the way he starts, right, and the way he begins to plan out where he's going to put different things and build his house. God knows what the end is going to be. We even confess that in the Creed. It's one of the ways some of the ancients understood that all Christians are prophets, because we do know kind of the outcome. We know where things are going, and we should therefore live our life in light of that, right? That therefore we don't just idolize the present, but we live our present in view of what is to come, recognizing that our fulfillment of our life is not now, it's not here, it's not at this moment that I have to gain all my happiness and all my joy, and I have to get all the fun out of life I can at the present moment, because tomorrow I might die. No, the Christian understands that there's the resurrection. His true fulfillment comes in the end and in the kingdom of God, and therefore he can live in the present in a certain way. He can live in the present sacrificing his life, even giving himself up for his brother, loving his brother, and even sacrificing his own fulfillment for the sake of his family, for the sake of his church, for the sake of Christ. It does utterly alter the way you kind of think about your own life and its meaning and its fulfillment.